This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. During the weekend, the country of Atlantica was rocked by an earthquake.
Hey, it's all you! Lady!
This disaster comes on the heels of civil war and unrest. The Consortium for Humanitarian Service and Education was one of the first agencies to step up and help in the town of Southport. In reality, this is just a drill set up at the public safety complex at Indian River State College. But Alex Rowling, the exercise director, says it is set up to be realistic.
Because that's one of the big things that happens here is they get to practice all of these skills in a safe environment. It can feel very intense, but it's always controlled, it's always safe. If they mess up, that's okay. That's how we learn.
In this case, students are working in a mock city at the public safety complex. It's a series of cement block structures. Victims of this mock earthquake are made up to represent a series of injuries. They range from scrapes to fractures where the bone has come through skin. And someday, Rowling says, for these students, this scenario could be close to reality.
A lot of the people coming here are nursing students or emergency management students, or they're focused on international affairs, that type of study in school. And so this really gives them kind of a peek at what it's like to respond to an international disaster.
In this case, the injuries and situations the students are dealing with are accurate to a post-earthquake situation. Clemson Tarragono of the Center for Creative Leadership in Greensboro, North Carolina, has been involved with the training since it was created in 2003. He says each drill is an actual situation humanitarian workers have experienced in real life.
In each of our teams, people really rising up, assuming leadership positions they never would before, being good followers in a way that they never have before, and also learning skills. We have political scientists out here that are doing first aid. We have nurses that are doing negotiations. And understanding that is the full complexity of a humanitarian operation.
Eileen McSorley is from Kansas City, Missouri. She's a nursing student who hopes to work in a trauma center and do international missions as well. She says the training sure feels realistic.
I forget that I'm in Florida all the time, honestly. When you have the military around you and you're constantly being watched by the military, and they really make the environment feel like Atlantica would feel. So you get lost in the scenario, for sure.
The presence of the military isn't the only difference McSorley finds as she practices this disaster on foreign soil.
The importance of other culture and customs, and especially the role of women in other countries. Here in Atlantica, it's a more traditional, especially southern, more traditional place for women. So having to step back from, you know, how I, you know, am in the United States, it's definitely taught me cultural awareness.
And it's awareness she says she's glad to have, because her mission is to save lives, and always has been. All the students and the instructors who are volunteers have paid to participate in this mock disaster. We'll have pictures of the drill and a link to the website where you can find out more about the Consortium for Humanitarian Service and Education on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.